I'm hiding in the back shoe room, and with me is Derek Weaver. He's the man in charge of the fabulous Good Earth Herb Room.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, the topic of today is...
I want to talk about plantain.
Plantains. We've never talked about those on the show.
Please don't get it confused with the big thing that looks like a banana. I'm talking about the weed that grows in everybody's yard, the broadleaf weed. And it's something that's kind of a nuisance to most people, but it's really kind of a blessing to have in your yard and have near your house all the time, as it's extremely useful throughout the summer.
What is it useful for?
My favorite use for it, the thing I use it for the most, is mosquito bites. So anytime you have a mosquito bite you, you can just pick one of these leaves out of the yard and just, you know, crunch it up in your hand and rub it on that spot. And usually within 5 minutes, the itching stops and the swelling will kind of go down. It's notably used for a lot of other type of skin irritations, everything from like blood poisoning from external uses all the way up to snake bites, or as little as a bee sting or poison ivy. I've known several people to clear up poison ivy, you know, a couple times a summer with it.
Yeah, I get poison ivy like crazy. I can literally be next to it and it practically jumps on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I identify plantains?
Well, it's like I said, it's the standard broadleaf that's all over your yard. The natives would call it white man's foot because anywhere a white man would walk throughout the country, you would find this. So it's commonly grown along sidewalks and roadways, but mowed grass, you know, allows this to flourish because it's a broadleaf. It comes up and kind of takes over. It's real wide. It's kind of looks like almost like a wild spinach, and it has the long veins that run the whole length of the leaf. It's not a plant with a stalk and the leaves coming off. The leaves come right out of the root. And then there is your one flower stalk that shoots up and has the green seediness kind of. It doesn't really produce a, you know, a pretty flower like we think of.
How big do they get?
You know, they can be pretty small, but usually somewhere between 3 all the way up to, I've seen 10 inches or more long. And they're usually about half to two-thirds of wide as wide.
I'm going out into my yard, and I think I've got a plantain, but it could be something else. Mm-hmm. So this is something I feel like I should take it to my local nursery and say, is this what I think it is, before I start chopping it up and throwing it on my skin?
It's always a good idea to err on the side of caution. you know, obviously you wouldn't want to pick something poisonous and rub on your skin, but typically, this is a pretty easy one to identify, and it's so incredibly common. I mean, it's just as common as your red clover or your dandelions in your yard. So once you see it, you'll be like, ah, that's what it is, and you'll find it really easily all the time everywhere you go. I've been all over the country, and I always find some variation of this. And I've heard that it's very popular and very common all around the world, basically anywhere white man's traveled, funny enough.
And white men have traveled everywhere.
Right.
Crushing up the leaves, putting it directly on your skin, are there other ways that you should use this?
You can. There's a lot of research showing that you can make teas out of it. You know, you can just chew on it. Supposedly for a snake bite, you would want to, you know, immediately chew it up into kind of a pulp and apply it to the wound. And then just eat the leaves as readily as you can, because that's going to draw the toxins out of the body. I guess maybe not so much draw them, but neutralize them. I've heard it good for anything with digestive tract, you know, lung health, but really it's any of your tissues. It really helps with tissues and drawing or neutralizing toxins in the body.
Who knew that this weed could be so helpful?
Yeah, it's got to be one of my favorites. I use it frequently, all the time. I'm always telling my friends about it. You know, I was out in the woods yesterday, and I had a friend constantly bothered by nettles, and there's poison ivy everywhere, and he was freaking out with it. And so I showed him the plantain. We were rubbing our legs down with it, and no signs of anything today.
It's always great to learn about something new, especially something that we've all got in our yards.
So it's always a good idea to, if you are unsure about what you're getting, to go online and just look up the picture. Once you see the picture of it, you'll know. And just go to Wikipedia and look it up. Plantain.
All right. Thank you, Derek.
Absolutely. Thank you.